You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last night you were at Wayback Wednesday, the very first one, Casey Daiquiri Shop.
Yeah, 11-16 grand. Had a good time. Shout out to everybody who came through. And your Paco jeans.
What?
And your Tommy Hill figure. Okay, didn't nobody dress like that. But it was a good time, man. We had fun at the Casey Daiquiri Shop.
No doubt. This is every Wednesday?
Except for when we have Thirsty Thursday, which will be next week.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be at the Casey Daiquiri Shop next Thursday.
That's what's up. Cold temperatures on the way this afternoon.
Oh, Lord.
As I told you yesterday, there was no need to cut your air conditioner on already.
Well, it's on, so I got to be comfortable. Am I supposed to suffer for yesterday for temperatures coming up this weekend? No. I'm turning my air on to make sure I'm comfortable in my house.
You don't have a ceiling fan?
That ain't enough. I need cool air in my house.
But your bed has air conditioning in it, though.
I need cool air flowing in. I don't be in the bed all the time. I'll be in the front room working. I need cool air circulating in my house, all right?
First world problems.
It is first world problem. We're truly blessed in all seriousness. But yeah, it's look like tonight temperatures are going to get to the mid-30s.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
I mean, I'll cut the air off. You know, it ain't nothing to cut it on and cut it off, but I ain't ready for this, man. I thought we had, you know, we were done with winter conditions.
This is Kansas City. I hold out to the very last minute when the seasons change. Like, I probably should turn the heat on way before I do. And I should probably cut the AC on way before I do. Just because I want those couple of months where the bill is so low.
I don't even be caring. I need to feel very comfortable in my own house. It's one thing to be at work and be uncomfortable because the temperatures, they go up and down in here.
Yeah,
I ain't taking that at home.
I'm cold right now.
You cold?
It's cold over here.
Let's switch there because I'm a little warm over here.
It's always warm in there and cold in here.
Yeah. But we're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the upper 70s. Right now, you're partly cloudy. It's 72 in Leavenworth. Shay, what's poppin'?
Nipsey Hussle's life will be celebrated during a public memorial today at the Staples Center in L.A. If you were unable to catch a flight and get there in time, no worries. BET will broadcast the entire funeral service beginning at 12 p.m. Central on BET and BET Digital.
I'm going to try to catch that when I get home, Shay.
Definitely set the DVR if you're not going to be able to be at home at that time to catch it.
Yeah.
Kodak Black claims the only reason T.I. is criticizing the comments that the rapper made about Lauren London is because Tip wanted, quote, dibs on the actress himself.
Dude just want first dibs on her. Dude just want the first. He just want the first, though, so he like, fix your lips right now. Fix your lips. That's what this is.
He sounds so ridiculous, and he's setting himself up for really getting G-checked because T.I.'s married. Like, why would you say that?
That's one. Number two, if T.I. wanted Lauren London, he could have had her a long time ago when they was in ATL, the movie. So,
he was
it's just the
together
ignorance
with his wife then, too.
Yeah, he was with Tony back then. But regardless, that's not the case, fam. This is just the ignorance and the youth showing, seeping out of Kodak Black and not realizing that what he was saying was disrespectful and wrong. And T.I. was just trying to tell you, like, fam, that's enough.
Real Housewives of Atlanta, Portia Williams owes over $200,000 in back taxes.
Damn!
Hey. The IRS is noting that if she don't pay this money back, that they could seize her home.
How long she ain't been paying taxes to owe that much?
I don't know. Well, I mean, that ain't a whole lot if you made like $2 million. $240,000 is not a whole lot.
What has she done to make all that, though?
She works on Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she's on Dish Nation.
So they making like, she making millions doing Real
Housewives? I would assume everything together. Yeah, Dish Nation, that.
Okay.
She has other little things that she does. She's got, I think she got like jogging suits or something. She got some kind of clothing line.
Okay. Well, you need to hire an accountant. Don't be like Ronald Isley out here.
I just want my baby.
Kim Kardashian is set to become a lawyer.
Is this a joke or you
No.
Right, that's an actual news headline.
Yep.
A lawyer for who?
There's a law in California that if you apprentice underneath a, you know, bar association certified lawyer, that you could become one yourself. All you have to do is take the bar. Kind of like if I want to apprentice under somebody who know how to do hair, I could then start doing hair. But
somebody told a lie one day.
Who knew it was that easy to do the law?
So who gonna hire her to, you know, it kind of makes sense because her father was a lawyer.
Yes.
He worked on the OJ case. So she would probably know a couple of people. But fam, who would seriously hire Kim Kardashian to get him out of something?
She says that she wanted to know more as she started working and trying to get inmate rights and things when she was called upon by Donald Trump to come to Washington and speak on that. She wanted to be a little bit more well-versed. So she says that she is apprenticing at a law firm in San Francisco, and the goal is to take the bar in 2022.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Yeah, give me Kim Kardashian to represent me on this. You know, I got hemmed up on a couple keys, fam. Give me Kim. Kim K.
Well, you never know. Stranger things have happened. Stranger things have happened.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Oh, my goodness. So just last night, this girl owed me $20, right? I asked her for my $20. Okay, I know she don't have it, right? So I said, why don't you go on and bring my niece here for $10, and we can knock the debt off, right? She wanted to start talking out the left side of her neck last night because everybody was around. And going off, I'm mad because you owe me $20, and you get mad because I asked you for my $20. Mm-hmm. And not even the $20, I only asked you for half of the $20 that you owe me. Come on now. What do they do that at?
Was this a Mad Dog 2020 involved in this situation?
Girl, I gave her $20 so she can get a baby.
Okay, I knew it had to be something involved in this.
I mean, and I knew she tried to get me. Yes. She was like, why don't you gonna go to the, you know, the man and be like, get credit. I was like, nah, man, I don't do credit for nobody else. Let me give you this $20, and you just pay me back $20. And now she don't want to give me the $20. And now she finna get evicted out of her apartment, so she want to come and kick down my door because she ain't got nowhere to go.
Dang.
So guess what I did, y'all?
What you do?
I called KC Finest on her. Sure did. Called KC Finest on her.
And reported her for $20 that you owe for? Oh, destruction of property.
Destruction of property.
Oh, she kicked your door in for real.
She tried to. The locked in letter. But it was destruction of property. Yes. Yeah.
Don't tell the police about the weed, though. That's going too far.
Oh, the story, it unfolded. I told the police.
She told them.
Yeah. She told them. I can tell. She heard it. Told them.
All right.
Well, we're going to keep your name out there, all right?
$10.
You have yourself a good day, all right?
You too.
Bye.
Stay off the weed.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
For today, BET will be covering the funeral and memorial service of Nipsey Hussle. It's going to be taking place at the Staples Center in L.A.
I'm definitely going to pay attention to that. As soon as I get home, turn right to BET.
Today, Nipsey's family and friends are going to be having a private viewing at the Angels Funeral Home on Crenshaw Boulevard. We hear that Samuel Asgedum, which is his brother, were actually one of the ones that attended. This actually happened yesterday, Brian. Not today. It happened yesterday already.
just so sad, man. I keep thinking about Nipsey and his impact on our community, and I just trying to ask, why did he have to get taken away? Never knew that Victory Lap would be his swan song. You know what I'm saying?
Four of the songs off of the Victory Lap are now in the Hot 100.
Yep. Dedication. Last time that I checked, can't remember the other two.
Yeah, a lot of folks are memorializing his life by streaming his music, so. Yeah.
Radio
rest in
too.
Peace. Yeah.
R.I.P. Nipsey, man.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tomorrow is Teach Children to Save Day. Tune in at 7-Eleven for tips from Marquita Miller on how to get your kids already thinking about putting the bag up.
Yeah, I love having Marquita on the show.
Oh, yeah. Wealth of knowledge. So, I bought this Black Card Revolt game.
Uh-huh.
And there's another game about relationships called Mentally Stimulate Me.
Okay.
And so one of the questions is what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay.
It's a dilemma. I'm just put that out there right now. A guy gave his girl $500 to go shopping, but she spent it all on her child that's not his. He found out and broke up with her. Who's wrong?
Ooh. Ooh. This is a dilemma, boy.
Not for me. What do you think about this? I think this is clear cut.
You gotta love the kids, right? But then again, the money was intended for you, ma'am.
Once you give me the money, I can do with it what I want. That's none of your business what I bought
it
that
is
on.
What his,
if I decided
his money
to buy $500 worth of pinto beans and stack
money
them in my garage, that's my business.
Nah, man, that's his money. He gave it to you to spend on you.
Kansas City, what do you think about this?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid 50s. Temperatures will actually be dropping. Partly cloudy and 70 right now in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends. David Banner, rapper, is 45 today.
That was my song back then, boy. Stun is a habit.
Nipsey Hussle's life will be celebrated during a public memorial today, Brian, at the Staples Center in L.A. Those who are unable to attend Nipsey's celebration of life can actually watch it live on BET, who will broadcast the entire funeral service beginning at 12 p.m. Central Time.
Thank you, BET, for definitely doing us a favor. For those who were hardcore Nipsey fans who definitely want to tune in, not available to make it to the funeral.
In other news, fans have been celebrating Nip's life by streaming his music, specifically the Victory Lap album. Four tracks in the album have posthumously hit the Billboard Hot 100 chart for this week. Three of the tracks, Double Up, Last Time That I Checked, and Dedication, are from the 2018 Victory Lap, which re-entered Billboard at number two.
Boy, that Dedication is so tough, boy.
So, this is a weird story, Brian. Actress Jackie Harry revealed that Eartha Kitt once slapped her
what?
For having sex with her boyfriend. So what started this confession is a Twitter post that asked, what's the most surreal encounter you've had with someone famous? And Jackie replied, Eartha Kitt slapped the beep out of me.
What?
She thought I was sleeping with her boyfriend, which I was, but I didn't know he was taken.
Eartha Kitt is a G. Like, going all the way back to when in her heyday in the, what, 60s and 50s when she was Catwoman. Oh, man. Jackie Harry ain't, she's no, like, small woman. Eartha Kitt is small.
Yeah, she's a short lady, and and Jack A, you know, she was virgin upon plus. She must have let her slap her out of respect, you know. You know how some people, like, if Maya Angelou was to slap me, I wouldn't try to hit her back. Right.
Ain't nothing you can do about that, fam. Just take that L and keep it moving.
Oprah could punch me in my face, and I'm going to be like,
okay, now, I don't know about that now.
No, seriously.
She could punch you in your face, fam?
Like, obviously, I did something.
Oprah has a fist, and she'll punch you like Harpo.
Obviously, I did something. If Oprah...
Shay, I don't believe that you for one second...
If Oprah hooks off, I have to take it.
No, you don't.
Why not?
Maybe you can get a little bag out of that.
First of all, it's mad respect for Oprah. You know what she has done?
She punched you in your face, fam.
I did something.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I moved all my winter clothes upstairs.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to keep going upstairs now to get sweaters and
lay
stuff.
Lay your clothes out the night before. You ain't gotta worry about all that.
Relationships are hard, especially when you're dealing with someone new. That's what the courting process is all about, Brian, to kind of figure out if this person is good for you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's a game called Mentally Stimulate Me from Derek Jackson. Some folks have things to say about him, but he always presents really interesting questions. And one of the questions in that game was posed: a guy gave his girl $500 to go shopping, but she spent it all on her child that's not his. He found out and broke up with her. Who is wrong?
Listen, I know it's a package deal, right? When you with a woman and the kids. But just let me know ahead of time what you finna do with the money.
Why do I have to tell you
because
what I'm doing with the money?
Because that's my money. That's why.
But you gave it to me.
But it's mine.
And why give it to me then if I have to run down, hey, I spent $23 on a individual Reese's Pieces today. Like, why do I have to run down?
If you were to tell me it's for the kid, you might have could have got more.
He gave it to her. So why do I feel like I need to run down what I'm going to do with the money?
If you need gave to let it me to know, because it's my money. You need to let me know what you finna do with it.
That's none of your business,
it
fam.
Is my, that's my money. What the heck? It ain't my business. My money that I'm giving you as a favor to you. How is not my business when it's mine?
Because you gave it to me.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have any money.
What you got to say about this?
Once you get somebody some money, though, it's not yours no more. It's theirs, and they choose to do what they want to with it.
Hello?
I know one thing from dealing with women, that if a woman has a child, you're going to have to love that child. You're not going to get in a relationship with just a woman. You get in a relationship with the child also. So anything she loves, you're going to have to be a part of it and have to accept it.
I agree with you, but you need to make sure you tell me what you're going to do with the money. If you need it for something else.
I ain't got to tell you nothing.
Yes, you do. Okay, well, you ain't going to get no money then. How about that? Not necessarily,
because if I give somebody some money, you can do what you want to with it. If you ask me for some money, say, you got a bill need to be paid. Say, man, my bill need to be paid. I need this money. I give you this money, and you take it and do something else with it. That's on you.
Exactly.
That's on you then, because if I'm giving you some money, I'm giving it to you to do what you please to do with it. You know, it's out of my control then. Now, if you want me to pay your bill, I go pay the bill for you then. That's a different story. Mm.
But you better listen to this OG trying to give you game about women.
When dealing with women, especially women with children, if you were trying to get with a woman with a child, you best get with that child first. You know what I'm saying? Let that child love you and accept you. Because if you and that child don't get along, you and that woman not going to get along. I'm 54 years old, and I've been dealing with women for 30 years. So,
okay.
You know, especially women with kids, you know.
That's right.
All right, what's your name?
Big OJ.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got a dilemma. A guy gave his girl $500 to go shopping, but she spent it all on her child that's not his. He found out and broke it off with her. Who's wrong?
Let me say this. I think first and foremost, he obviously doesn't want to be with her like that if spending the money on a kid is an issue. So that's number one. But number two is, to me, it's the principle of it. If I give you money for you to go shopping, that's for you.
That's right. I can do what I want with it.
No, that's for
you. It's for me to decide what I want to do with it.
No, that's for you. For the intent was to go shopping.
So if she bought $500 worth of glitter eyeshadow, you cool with that? Versus buying school clothes
wanted,
for her child.
If that's what she wanted, that child's not his, Shay. That's the long and the short of it in your words.
So what? You gave it to me to do whatever I want with it.
No, tell me it's for whatever you're trying to do.
Mr. Carter gave us a bonus that we didn't work for, Brian. Does he have the right to call you and ask you what you did with that gift card?
If it was for something certain that we agreed on, yes, he does.
She didn't agree to anything. He gave her $500. That's it.
You said to go shopping. Byron Rice agrees with
me. That's what she did. She went shopping.
For you, not for the kid that's not his. That's what it is.
You're trying to upset me.
No, I'm not.
And I'm not going to be baited into this. So we're going to do this. Line three, what you got to say?
Sean, are you trying to make every woman in Kansas City hate you?
No, for what?
You cannot even get mad at her for spending that money on her baby.
I can if she didn't tell me that was what it was meant for, then I just would have gave her the bread. Like, oh, okay, here's for the babies. Okay, but don't try to dupe me and, you know,
nobody's duping.
There's no duping. No, he said this money is for you because I obviously love you. I care enough about you that I want to gift this to you. So like Shay said, it is now my money, and as a mother, it is very hard for me to buy anything for myself without feeling guilty. So you know what? If you want to dip out on me now, girl, bye. And thank you for the $500 for my baby.
Just tell me it's for the kid then.
But nobody said that she asked for it. He gave her money. And then now wants to say something about it. That's none of his business what she decides to do with that money.
It is his business. It's money.
If you ask me, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you about it. You want to ask me what I bought, what I'm going to do with it, I'll tell you. But you didn't ask, and I didn't realize I was supposed to report
exactly.
Back.
Okay, Miss Sherry, thank you so much for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My middle sister's coming here tonight.
Okay.
I cannot wait to tell her this craziness you've been speaking.
Rosell, right?
No, that's Rosine. My oldest sister. My middle sister's coming.
I always get them names mixed up.
I know.
My bad.
The dilemma today is taken from the Mentally Stimulate Me game from Derek Jackson. One of the questions says, a guy gave his girl $500 to go shopping, but she spent it all on her child that's not his. He found out and broke up with her. Who is wrong?
Shay, let's do a little switcheroo. Let's say that the man got some money from the woman, and would you be cool if he gave it to his baby mother because she needed to get her car out of the tow lot or she needed to get her car fixed or something? Would you really be cool with that?
If I offered him money and just gave him money.
But it was for something.
It wasn't for anything because it says he's to go shopping. It's not like there was a bill that needed to be paid. It's not like they were facing eviction and she had to stop the eviction process. Shopping is whatever you want to shop for. We shop for everything. I can go to Price Chopper and shop for some peaches. It's my oversight.
But how would you look at that man if he spent it on something else?
That's
on his
a totally
BM
different
something?
Thing.
No,
that's,
it's not. Come on, Shay. Come on, Shay.
If
Come
my
on,
man,
Shay.
But see, no, you stretching now because it would need to be the exact same thing in reverse. So if he went and spent that money on his child with another woman, no, I would not have a problem with that. You talking about a baby mother? That's a total different situation.
It'd be all type of BAS.
That's a totally different situation. Flip it the way we're talking for it to make sense.
If he
sense.
Spent it on his daughter. Or his son.
Are you crazy?
I buy my will still be mad.
No, I buy my boyfriend's daughter more stuff than he do.
Okay.
He don't go out and buy his daughter no clothes. If I see something on sale, I pick it up for her.
Shout out to Byron Rice and Robert Jones for putting.
And I bet you all of y'all
out.
Are single dudes and ain't got no chicks.
No one. Jesus.
I'm still working on him, y'all. He's still Whatever. A Cheez-It. He has not quite yet matured to the flavorful cheese that one day you will be.
You want your mic cut off?
Young man.
That's what you want?
Come on, Dad. Don't make me act crazy. That's okay.
I want you to act crazy.
No, you don't. I promise you, you'll want this smoke.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's leave the last word with this person on the phone now. Good morning.
I understand about him being upset. Now, breaking up, he didn't have to do. Why she spent all the money on the kid? Did she ask him for some money before and he told her no? Because it seemed like that was kind of spiteful to spend all that money on
the kid. How is that spiteful, spending money on your child?
Because if she asked him before, like, hey, can you give me some money for little Derek to get some such and such and such? And if he said no, and then he just happened to give her some money for herself, and she went and did it, then I can see him being upset.
Now, I can't see that, sis, at all.
I can't.
Because if I told you, if you asked me for it and I told you no, which I don't know why he would be telling her no, and then he turned around and gave her some money for something else, and then she turned around and spent it on that, I get him being upset.
It's sneaky, Shay. That's why. Because it's
it
like...
It was something else to it.
Yeah.
For her to spend all $500. Can we at least all go out to eat since you're sitting on the kid? Can we do something? Or can you buy yourself a pair of shoes or something?
That's just what it comes off to me, too. It comes off as being sneaky, kind of, sort of.
How
you know
is it sneaky if you give me money and I don't ask you for nothing, but you say, here, baby, here's $500 and I buy what I want with it? That's none
and
of
I
your
tell
business.
You
to you? How is it none of my business when it's my money?
It's no longer your money because she got it.
Exactly. You gave it to her. That's not any of your business. If you go to Bank of America and take a loan out and go and buy yourself a two-piece at Church's, are they going to then say, well, no, you were supposed to buy a car with that? That's not your business. Once you get the money, it's over. Sight of yours.
I just don't agree with that philosophy. I don't. Because if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have any money.
That's none of your business. Why are you trying to control everything?
Because it's my
money.
Well,
that baby must
have
needed some clothes.
So then keep your money in your pocket and don't give it to nobody.
Oh, I will. I will. Definitely now since you trying to spend it on something else other
than
what
you
told me.
Why are you yelling? You are yelling. I don't understand why you're yelling.
I'm emphatic about it.
It makes him upset every time he hears the scenario over.
Because he sounds crazy, but continue on, fam.
What's your name?
Tanisha.
Thank you, Tanisha.
All right, y'all get up together, boo, and then you'll be miserable for the rest of your life with a dude who think like that.
Bye.
Good luck, boo. Get on the winning team, Tanisha, and understand that women, we have a right to do what we want to do with that money once you give it to us.
No, you don't.
And you can spend your money on your daughter or your son if you want to.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Temperatures will drop tonight. Look out for that. In the 30s, right now, you're mostly cloudy. At 53 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Today at 12 noon, BET will be streaming the Celebration of Life for rapper Nipsey Hussle. Mm. Now, you can catch out, you can catch the funeral service on BET and BET Digital.
Yeah, definitely will be tuning into that.
Man, for sure.
Yeah.
Kodak Black claims that the only reason T.I. is criticizing the comments that he made about Nipsey Hussle's girlfriend Lauren London is because T.I. actually wants, quote, dibs on the actress.
Dude just want first dibs on her. Dude just want the first. He just want the first dude, so he like, fix your lips right now. Fix your lips.
He's still trying to figure out what expeditiously means, but it's cool. He was just trying to hip you to you being ignorant, fam. That's all it was. Just take the advice and go with it, dog.
You know what I say a lot? People talk just because their lips work.
Yeah.
So really, that's just a case of him still talking because his lips work.
You see T.I. responded, though?
He did? Yeah. What'd he say?
I see myself in this. And I only want to handle him the way I feel that he would handle me. That's it. If a to speak out and say something out of line about my old lady after my untimely demise, I feel like he ain't just gonna speak up, he gonna pull up. And I owe him that same respect. So I'm gonna go hard. I'm gonna go the hardest. I'm gonna check every little bit that I can. I feel like he'd do it for me.
Yeah.
I felt like he thinks that he could possibly pass away. That's what I caught from that. Did you feel that in that?
I took it as him being Kodak when he was younger. And somebody speaking to him.
I thought like he saw himself in the situation
that could
happen.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, and then Nipsey coming to check somebody for doing that to Tiny. Yeah, okay.
The Lion King trailer dropped on yesterday. Ooh. Live action. Are you here for the live action part? Like real lions
is
in this.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, you know, I don't get excited much about going to the show to see movies, but I am definitely excited about this one, Shay. It's my biography. Huh? I'm the Lion King. You know what I'm saying?
Your uncle did not do anything to your father. Why you? Your uncle did nothing to your father.
Not fair. Is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark.
Let's get it, Simba.
Begging for scraps.
Let's get it, Simba. Oh, Shay, I'm ready for that.
God.
Let's go. I'm gonna be knocking kids over. Get out of the way. I'm fighting for seats. I'm doing all that. Oh, don't bring your kids to see Lion King around me, because I'm getting first dibs, in the words of Kodak Black, on seats.
Childish Gambino, Simba, Beyonce is Nala. James Earl Jones is still alive. I didn't know that.
Really?
So he's playing Mufasa.
So you thought he left us when he's still
fam,
here?
Fam, he has to be 117. He gotta be the age of Methuselah.
He's still here, Shay.
Fam, he's been old. He's been like 70 for the last 30 years.
He is not Morgan Freeman. All right? Don't do him like that. Is he gonna be a Coming to America?
I don't know. I didn't know he was still here. I'm grateful though, but I didn't know.
You should be ashamed of yourself right now.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.